Well, notice has been sent to the office of the former president, and we acknowledge receipt of it, and it is being reviewed. The former president is deeply disappointed with the contents of the report of the commissions of inquiry and the white paper. As the president, he is dismayed with the hostility that the government has displayed towards his name, integrity, and his reputation.
One of the allegations being made by the Anti-Corruption Commission is that the president's property in McKinney is among a list assets worth $200 million that the Madabio government has ordered Mr. Koroma or his officials to forfeit. What do you make of these allegations?
Like I said, we are reviewing the summons. I've not seen it myself. We want to know what are the contents, because for now, there is a judgment, and he is appealing the judgment. We, as his lawyers, are working on his appeal. So we are quite astounded as to why summon him again on the same issues. So we will review the summons and see if there are new issues. If there are no new issues, then we will advise ourselves accordingly. We can only say that these allegations are baseless and unfounded. We were at the commissions of inquiry. None of these allegations have been established with an iota of evidence. So we are disappointed, surprised, and believe that it's a clear witch hunt, and it is targeted to ruin his image and make him destitute in the sense of property.
He has said before that these allegations are intended to just smear the character of the of his administration. Does he still feel that way?
Most certainly. He believes that and feels that way, because the impugning of his character is not limited to him himself, but even the good people that have served his administration. For 10 years under his administration, there's been peace, cohesion, and growth in the country. But today we see otherwise. So most certainly he's very aggrieved, tormented, and surprised that all his good work will be brought into disrepute.
Is the former president still in Sierra Leone, or is he out of the country?
He's very much in Sierra Leone. It's his quiet hometown of McKinney. He's keeping his peace and providing the necessary support to all the people that are around him and those that he can help with.
Thank you very much, Eno, for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. You're welcome anytime.